Hello everyone and welcome back to a brand new episode of Unemployed with your boy David Hamilton. I'm the host, 20 years old, currently unemployed, hence the name of the podcast. It's a sad day for all involved. I'm sure you can see the title of the podcast. I'm sure you can roughly guess what this is going to be about. I've decided to discontinue the podcast until further notice. The reason being, it just hasn't been doing well, you know, like the plays and the views have slowly been declining. I've been keeping track of my stats over the past few weeks and just not going well. You know, it started off good. I can't remember the exact stats, but essentially like the first month I did the podcast was the best. And then after that, it just slowly started declining. So, you know, gonna end the podcast. And like, I definitely, like, I enjoy doing it to a certain extent. You know, like, if the podcast was something I really enjoyed doing, I would just keep doing it anyway, despite how many views or plays or listens this gets. But it's kind of like the part that I enjoy about making content is the fact that I am making content that people like to watch, people like to listen to, people like to view. They get some kind of value or entertainment out of it, you know, which is why I like my YouTube videos so much, is because, I don't know, I put a lot of effort into them. They're pretty good quality and a lot of people seem to like them. Well, you know, a lot, whatever, like 70 people. I get, you know, I get more and more views almost every episode and I get more and more subscribers. But you know what I mean? Like, I get a decent amount of feedback on them. Whereas the podcast, like, it's not something you really can put a whole lot of effort into. You can up your studio, like what your surrounding looks like. You can upgrade your equipment, your camera, microphone, whatever. But the only way you can really, like, up the content, up the quality of the podcast is by increasing, you know, how interesting it is and what you're talking about. And just, I do not have that. And I've said this in so many episodes, but I am just a relatively normal person, you know, just like everyone watching this video. You know, I'm no Joe Rogan, I'm no celebrity. It's not like I'm living my life or doing things that like nobody else gets to experience. So discontinuing the podcast until further notice for that reason. I definitely will bring it back at some stage, maybe either, you know, when I start living a more interesting life, I guess, or when my subscriber count goes up. I'm currently on 122. Thank you guys so much for that. I've gained a lot of subscribers actually over the past 2 weeks. Yeah, I think 22 subscribers actually. I don't know if I was at, yeah, I've probably been over 100 for the past 2 weeks. So about 22 subscribers in the past 14 days. So that's pretty cool. Over a subscriber a day. It's going up, like, you know, kind of before, around Christmas, it was like one subscriber every, or before Christmas, it was like one subscriber a week, and then kind of around Christmas, after Christmas, it was like one every 2-3 days, and now it's kind of almost one every day, or that's what it equals out to, I guess. So that's pretty cool. Thank you guys so much for that. But when I get more subscribers, when I have more of kind of, I guess, a dedicated audience that would actually like to listen to me, even if I'm, you know, relatively boring, they just like my content and want to hear me talk more, then sure, then I'll start the podcast back up. I'm not going to, like, delete the page or anything. I guess you can count this as the end of season one. I saw on Anchor, when you're uploading the podcast, you can select to have seasons. So I might actually do that. I might go back and edit all my podcasts to make, like, this season one. And then, who knows, when I bring the podcast back, I'll, you know, change some things around, change the intro and outro music, because I did say it was a little too chill for this podcast. I mean, I know the podcast is chill regardless, but, you know, a little more peppy. Maybe get a custom one, you know, if I ever had enough subscribers to the point where people would like to make me a custom intro song, that'd be kind of cool. Change the artwork and stuff, and, you know, just, yeah, I guess if I have more subscribers as well, I'll have more people willing to send in stories and kind of contribute to the podcast in ways that could make it interesting for other people to listen to. So that's that. Any of the podcast. So sorry to disappoint all two of my listeners. just kidding. I get more than that, but not a whole lot more. yeah, so it's been a cool learning experience, I guess. when I come back to doing the podcast the next time, I'll know what I can improve on, I guess. And I did say at the start of the podcast, like when I first, not this episode, but when I first made the podcast, that it was going to be a learning experience. You know, I never did one before, and the best way to kind of learn how to make a good podcast is by doing one, you know, doing a podcast, learn what works, learn what doesn't. To a certain extent, again, like I said, you know, there's only so much you can talk about. And I could go ahead and pick something like sports and make this a sport podcast or a gym podcast or a gaming podcast. You know, I could make this a certain topic, but I don't like that idea. I would like to keep it broad. I don't like the idea of going down like certain routes. It kind of caps your abilities, I guess. Like before, when I was making vlogs, they were just kind of boring. Every day was like a vlog of my life and stuff like that, and there's nowhere you can really go from that. Whereas now that I make videos on literally anything, my audience is growing, you know? So I feel like it'd be the same with the podcast. You could pick a popular topic like, I don't know, like sports, I guess, or just news or something like that, you know? But there's only so far you can go with it, whereas I would like to just do an all-around podcast that's based off my personality and just things I like to talk about. So I'll come back to it again eventually. Who knows when? Maybe, definitely, like, maybe at least 500 subscribers, you know? Because if I was, like, on my first episode, I think I got over 20 or 30 plays. So, if I got that with, like, 70 YouTube subscribers, who knows how many I'll get when I have 500, you know? But ideally, I don't know, maybe around the 1,000. When I have 1,000 YouTube subscribers, I'll start back up the podcast, and hopefully we'll have some people who will want to send in stories, who will want to contribute, hopefully get some guests on and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. 15, 16 episodes in. I have no idea how many episodes we did. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. If you're new to the podcast, or if this is your first time listening, or if you are strictly a podcast listener, you can go ahead and check out my YouTube channel, where I will continue to post weekly content, a lot better quality. The link will be in the description, or you can just search on YouTube David Hamilton, and I'm sure it'll be the first one to come up. But yeah, I was kind of thinking as well, like, that's another thing. It's not like the podcast is extremely hard to do. Like, it takes me, you know, 15 to 30 minutes to record. Then, you know, maybe a little under an hour to edit. I like to completely listen to my podcast all the way through, because, I don't know, sometimes my brain just goes on autopilot, and, like, you know, I could literally be talking for the past 20 minutes, and then, like, at the end of it be like, what did I just say? I have no idea. So I like to listen back to all my podcasts in the editing process in order to kind of make sure I don't say anything stupid, or I am actually saying stuff and not, like, a lot of the times when I'm recording these podcasts, I'll just have, like, massive random pauses where my brain just, I don't know, shuts off or something. So when I listen to them back, I'm able to cut them out and kind of make the podcast flow a little better. So it takes me about an hour to edit the podcast, and then I have to export it both in video and audio form, kind of, you know, make the thumbnail. The thumbnail literally only takes a couple of minutes because it's the same thumbnail, which is something I do want to change. I like the artwork that I kind of made for the podcast, but I don't like how every thumbnail is the same. It's not very enticing, you know? Whereas I was thinking if I had half the thumbnail be like the same picture of me and like the episode number, and then the other side be like whatever the podcast was about, you know, that could grab the attention a bit more. But we'll work on that season two. I like the idea of seasons. It kind of makes it seem like I'm not just ending the podcast because it's trash. It feels like going on to a new season, you know? So, yeah, but, like, still, it's just, I don't know. The podcast is on my mind a lot. And it's just because, like, every week I'm like, oh, you know, got to record the podcast. You know, not much of a task, but I know a lot of people aren't going to watch it and all this stuff, but, you know, I don't know. It just kind of helped clear my mind up a little bit, and then I could focus a bit more. You know, I could put those, whatever, 2 hours total that I spend creating the podcast into editing my main channel videos and kind of coming up with other ideas and stuff. I would like to try and do some more I want to produce more content, but I've tried uploading twice a week before and it didn't go very well. I only did it for like 2 or 3 weeks, so I only did like 4 or 6 videos worth, which isn't a whole lot. Obviously I should have given it more of a chance, but my kind of problem before was that I didn't really have a whole lot of ideas, so I wanted to use my ideas sparingly and upload once a week rather than kind of upload twice a week and after 3 weeks use up all my ideas, you know. So I don't know, just give a bit more time to my YouTube channel, because it definitely is doing way better than podcasts, so I would like to just give it more priority, I guess. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's everything I have to really talk about as far as the podcast goes and everything like that. One thing I want to talk about real quick is, before I talked about my training, like three weeks ago, I think I talked about my training and how it was going. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but I'm trying to diet down. Because I am currently doing athletics, track and field, sprinting, I don't know, whatever. And kind of a benefit of being lighter is that you'll be faster to a certain extent. If you keep getting stronger while keep getting lighter, you'll get faster, essentially. So I've been trying to diet down, and it's been interesting to like see, because when I first started going to the gym, I don't know what happened to my throat there. Just got dry out of nowhere. When I first started going to the gym, my goal was to gain weight, and I would like notice easily enough in the mirror when I looked at myself that, you know, there was change every so often. Whereas losing weight, I haven't found the same, like I haven't noticed the same difference, you know. I have noticed that I am getting a little bit leaner and I have a little bit more abage. Still not a whole lot, but you know, a bit more than I did before. But recently I saw a picture of myself when I was at my heaviest. I was 96 kg. And then I looked in the mirror and I also saw, well, I saw a picture of myself like recently, but then I also like looked in the mirror and kind of compared myself in real life to the photo of myself at my heaviest. And I really noticed there's a big difference in my face, and it's crazy how, like, you know, obviously I'm dieting down, I'm trying to lose fat, but it's crazy how much fat has came off my face as opposed to the rest of my body, you know? And I'm not sure if you guys can really notice, because, you know, obviously I'm looking at myself every single day, and you, if you're a dedicated fan, only see me twice a week. But yeah, there's been a big difference. On top of that, when I was at my heaviest, my facial hair wasn't quite long, whereas I have been kind of growing it out recently, not for any particular reason, just, you know, whatever, I'm lazy. I find that the longer my hair gets, the longer my facial hair needs to be in order to not look weird. Like, I've been clean shaven before with long hair, and it looks so weird. I do not like it. So every time I grow my hair out, I grow my beard out. And every time I get a haircut, that's when I will trim my facial hair. But yeah, my facial hair, I think it kind of covers up the kind of fat that I've lost, so it's not as clear. But I find, like, I'm kind of almost getting a jawline. I've never really had a very strong jawline, but definitely before, like, I started going to the gym, I did have one, and it was because I was so skinny. I was just, you know, really skinny, really lean, lean because I was skinny, not lean because I was, you know, in the gym or anything, and I had a jawline because of that. So it'll be cool to see, if I keep dieting down, will I finally get a strong jawline? It'd be kind of cool to see. I've seen a lot of videos on my recommended and stuff about all these stupid exercises you can do to strengthen your jawline, and I'm not sure if I necessarily believe it. It all seems like kind of a hoax, especially, like, I'm 20 years old. I'm sure my bones have kind of solidified pretty much at this stage. They're not gonna, you know, change very much. And I've seen stuff like how there's like muscles in your jaw, and that's why people think training them will get you a jawline, is because, you know, you train your muscles everywhere else. Why not train your muscles in your jaw? But I chew gum almost every single day, and I could, you know, be chewing the same piece of gum all day. So, you know, I'm fairly sure if there was jaw muscles that significantly impact your jawline, I would have seen a noticeable difference by now. But, you know, who knows? But it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool getting lean. Like, you know, the one thing that sucks, and I talked about this in whatever the podcast where I talked about my training, is like, I liked the shape that my body was taking and the direction I was kind of going when I was trying to get heavier, you know, I looked good in clothing for the first time ever. Like I looked like I lift. I looked like I was big, you know, both in and out of clothing. Whereas now, like, I've taken some pictures for the sake of progress to kind of like look back at my progress, because I plan on, you know, in a few years time making a transformation video, because those do really well. They're really cool. They're really inspiring. So I'd love to be able to do a really good one of my own. But I've been kind of taking pictures. In the pictures, I don't look a whole lot smaller, and that's because I'm getting leaner. And for anyone that doesn't know, in the gym world, the leaner you are, the bigger you're going to appear in pictures of yourself, you know? Whereas, obviously, if you're standing next to someone or, you know, something like that, you're going to be able to see a noticeable size difference. But if you take a picture of yourself shirtless, it will almost look like you're bigger when you're not, when you're smaller, just because you're leaner. You know, your muscles kind of pop out more. But kind of recently, you know, I've just been looking small. I don't know. Like, I weighed this morning 88.2 kg, which is the lightest I've been since I broke my wrist. And that's like, that's so sad. I'm trying to think now, like, I think this time 2 years ago when I was in my final year of school, I was 80, 81 kg. So I'm only 7 kg off what I was like before I essentially started training. Actually, no, that's a lie. Before I started training, I was like 72 or 77 or something. I was definitely below 80. So I'm definitely never going to get that light again. That would be crazy light. But yeah, 88. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't like it. Like, I'm starting to, like, my clothes are starting to get more baggy. And it's just, I don't know. Like, even though I know in my head it's more impressive because I'm getting lighter, I'm getting leaner and stronger at the same time. So I'm way more of a beast, essentially. I don't think I'm a beast, but, you know, I'm way more of a tank now than I was when I was heavier, you know? Like, lighter me now could beat up heavier me. It's just, you know, but I don't know, just, I'm too obsessed with my image. And it's not like I really care what other people think. Obviously, I do to some extent, but there's just something, like, I do a lot of what I do for me, you know? Which is how you should live your life. But, like, me trying to look better, I'm trying to look better for me. And obviously it's going to have benefits outside of just me, you know. But I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it. It'll be interesting to see if it'll pay off. I said a few weeks back that I have a race coming up. My first race of the season. My first, like, well, I already had an event earlier this season. But it was kind of before I started changing my training and my diet to, you know, specifically suit sprinting. But this is going to be the first event. So it'll be interesting to see if it'll pay off, if I run a decent time. If not, you know, give up on the sprinting dream. Give up on athletics and go back to chasing the aesthetics. Aesthetics over athletics. Ooh, that could be an interesting series idea if I was a fitness channel. But I'm not. I would like to upload some fitness videos sometimes, but they're just so boring. Like, the fitness community is such a boring community on YouTube. It's something I want to make a video about. Like, not fitness, but, like, roasting the fitness community in kind of, like, my current style of videos. I don't know. Just roast everybody in the fitness industry, because, I don't know, everyone's so fake in the fitness industry. But, like, I don't know how well people really get the video. You know, if you're not in the fitness industry, you're not going to understand the video about the fitness industry. I feel like I said the word fitness industry about 10 times in the past 2 minutes. But yeah, so who knows? I'm still yet to record this week's video, which needs to go up Friday. It's currently Tuesday. So that could be kind of yikes if I don't figure out an idea soon. Let me know if you have any video ideas from my main channel. Leave it down below in the comments. But with that said, I'm going to end the podcast. Not just this episode, but permanently, temporarily, I don't know, indefinitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed. Hopefully you enjoyed the past 15, 16 episodes. I'm not really quite sure what episode we're on. Yeah. It's been fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And as sarcastic as that sounds, there's probably a decent bit of truth. There's probably a little bit of like of a lie in there, but you know, for the most part, I genuinely have enjoyed recording these podcasts. So again, hopefully you enjoyed listening to them. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for watching, listening, whatever platform you're on. Make sure you leave a like, a rating. It'll kind of let me know whether or not I should bring this podcast back. Make sure you leave a comment, a review, again, on whatever platform you're listening on. Apart from that, you can check out my main channel. The link will be in the description below, as well as my Instagram. Peep them, follow them. That's where I'll be posting content from now on consistently. And yeah, who knows when this podcast will be back. So until then, thank you guys so much for watching. And I'll see you whenever. That was kind of sad.